Welcome to all. Today we're learning Masachas Cholin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosas Tabas Rachel, Shishi Bezaych Refan Drziva Gahagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And we'll keep discussing Tumas Eichlin. And remember, we had mentioned yesterday that it's not just food itself that can become Tameh or transfers Tumah to something else. If we have something connected to the food, for example, the skin, the hide, the ar, that sometimes could be considered part of the flesh, part of the meat itself, and would be able to join in, let's say, for the shear of being able to contract Tumah or to transfer its Tumah to something else and other dinim as well. And so now we're going to learn about two more things that are relevant to this discussion. One is called Shomer, one is called Yad. Shomer literally means something that protects, and Yad literally means a handle. So say, for example, we have a fruit that has a peel, such as an orange. The orange peel is called the Shomer of the Pri. It's protecting the fruit. It's not actually edible itself. Unless you're going to be eating chocolate-covered orange peels, but really it's considered not edible, and therefore it on its own cannot contract Tumas Eichlin. However, since it is the Shomer of the Pri, it is guarding the fruit. It's part of it, and it's helping it out. Therefore, in regards to Tumah, it is considered part of the fruit. And the same thing with the yad, with the handle. Continuing with our example of fruit, such as if you have an apple that has a stem coming out of it. The stem is the yad. It's the handle of the fruit. Sometimes you don't want to touch the apple, and you're going to hold it by the stem. And therefore, the stem is the yad. It's considered connected to it in regards to Tumah as well. And so here we take these two dinim of shomer and yad and apply them to animals. The skin, the hide, the ar of the animal is considered its shomer. It's protecting it, and also sometimes could be considered the yad, the handle. And over here, the main focus is going to be when we have an animal that was shechted, now we're going to be skinning it. We're going to be taking off the skin and using it for something else. So while the skin is still attached to the animal, it would be considered the shomer. It wouldn't even necessarily be a yad, as something tummy touches it, so it would become tummy. Or if the animal itself is tummy, it would be able to transfer that tumah through its skin. But now let's say we're starting the skinning process and part of it's peeled away from the body. Now taking this all the way till the end of the line, once the skin is ready off the animal, or let's say for the most part off the animal, so it's not considered a shomer anymore of it because it's not really connected to the animal. Therefore, in regards to tumah, it's not part of the animal. But what about during the skinning process? At some point in time, it's considered the yad, the handle of the meat, and at some point in time already, it's not considered the yad anymore. And that's the main focus. Says the Mishnah, Hamashit Behemo Bechaya. If someone is skinning a Behemo Bechaya, that's a domesticated or non domesticated animal, but there are about tamei, whether it's tar or tamei, meaning it was shechted perfectly fine and the animal is kosher, or it's tamei, meaning the animal being skinned right now is tamei kazim nevela. Also, bedaku bagaso. We could be talking about small animals or large animals, such as sheep, that would be a small animal, or a cow, which is a large animal. So with all these variables, it really depends how it's being skinned. Lishatiach, if the skin, the hide, is going to be used for a shatiach, which in modern Hebrew is translated as a carpet, basically you're trying to take off the hide in as large and wide of a piece as possible. And the way that they do this is by making a long cut from the neck of the animal all the way down to the bottom, and then starting to peel away the skin whole, if they're successful in that venture. So then it turns out that they have a piece of leather or a piece of skin that wraps around the entire body of the animal, and that means it's pretty large. So that's the way that they're skinning an animal. It's considered attached to the animal only kidei achiza, up until he peels away a handhold's worth of skin or of hide. Because up until then, when he has only a little bit of the hide pulled away, it's very difficult to detach it from the animal. It's still stuck to the animal, and therefore it's considered part of the animal. It would be the yad of the animal. However, once a fistful, a kidei achiza, a handhold's worth, is peeled away from the animal, it's very easy from there just to continue peeling away the rest, and so it's not considered the yad of the animal anymore due to this fact, again, it's very easily peeled away, so it's not really connected. Now, ulechemes, if the way they're skinning the animal is to be able to use it for a chemes, which is a flask, basically they would take a full animal skin, as full as possible, close up the bottom, and then put wine or water inside, and they have a great flask. So the way they would do this is by just making a slice right around the neck, and then peeling all that skin downwards over the breast, and then over the stomach, and then down to the bottom. Then you basically have a cylindrical piece of hide, maybe with a little hole in the bottom and a small hole in the top. So in this situation, ad shiyafshet es chazeh, up until the skin is peeled away, till the chest is still considered connected to the animal and it's a yad of the animal, and that's because it's very difficult to get it past the chest. However, once it goes past the chest, it's very easy to peel it away and it's not considered a yad anymore. And lastly, a margil, one who's peeling the skin off from the feet. In other words, he wants the hide to be so whole, first he slices a little bit around the feet and rolls that upwards or peels it upwards towards the thighs, then he makes a small cut around the neck and peels it downwards, and he's basically trying to take the skin off completely from the animal as whole as possible. So in this case, kulei chibur, it's considered the whole thing is connected until he totally finishes it. Now, in regards to what? In all these cases, what does that mean that it's connected or it's not connected, that it's a yad or it's not yad? What's that relevant for? Litumah, in regards to tumah, litame u litame, to become tame or to be mitame other things. If it is considered a yad and something touches it, it will now be mitame the meat. Or if the meat itself was tame because it was nevela and it touches something else, it's going to be mitame that thing. But if it's not considered a yad anymore because it's reached this point that it's not considered connected, so then it will not be able to convey tuma one way or another. Now, just discussing this last case of margil, pulling off the skin of the animal as whole of a manner as possible, or shalat savar, what about the hide, the skin that's right by the neck, which is a little piece that's left over because the majority of the skin was already peeled away, but there's still a little piece that's left over attached to the neck. So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Emor, he says, it's not considered connected to the animal, or as the Chum say, it is considered connected until the entire thing is peeled away. And moving on to a similar discussion of a yad. So here we have a case, we have hide of a nevela animal that has a kezias of meat on it. So the hide itself is not able to transfer tuma because once the hide comes off of the nevela animal, so it's not nevela because it's not edible. But this one has a piece of meat on it that's a kezias that is able to transfer the tuma. So in a geya betziv hayotze mimenu, if someone touches a strand of meat, that's a sieve. It's like a long strand of meat that's coming out of this clump that's a kezias, and he touches the strand, or ubisara shekenegdai, he touches the hair of the animal that's on the other side of the hide. In these situations, tame, he's tame. That's because either the long strand of meat or the hair, which is on the ar, located right opposite where the meat is, that's considered a yad of the meat, which is nevela, and memela, the person's tame. However, hayu olav kishnei chatzai zesim. Let's say there's two half zesim of nevela meat. One half is eyes here, another half is eyes there. They're not connected. Metame b'masa v'loy b'maga. Rabbi Shmuel says that they're metame b'masa, not b'maga. In other words, if the whole hide is carried, the person's tame because he's carrying a kezias of nevela meat. But if he touches it, it's not metame him because he's only touching half of a kezias. However, Rabbi Kiva says loy b'maga v'loy b'masa. It's not metame b'maga or b'masa because each piece is less than a kezias. Now, Rabbi Kiva does agree. B'shnei chatzai zesim shetchaven b'kesim v'sitan. If you had two half zesim of nevela and he put a kesam, a thin piece of wood, such as a toothpick, and then he carried the toothpick, so he's not touching the meat. He took one end of the toothpick and poked it into one half of his eyes, the other end of the toothpick and poked it into the other half of his eyes, and he carries the toothpick without touching the meat, she would tell me that he is tamei, because over here he's carrying a full kezias of meat. So the question is, Rabbi Kiva matar ba'ar, so why is it that Rabbi Kiva is matar in this case of a hide that is two half of a kezias of nevela attached to it? Why isn't that like the case of the toothpick? The answer is, Bnei Sha'ar mevatalon. That's because the hide is mevatalim and nullifies them. The hide is so chashuv since they're connected to the hide, and the main thing that he wants is the hide, is the ar. He doesn't really care about these two half kezesim of meat, so they're considered batal and they're not chashuv, and therefore they're not metame even b'masa, as opposed to the toothpick case. Clearly they're considered chashuv because he has two half kezesim and a little toothpick, so then they are going to be metame him b'masa. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up more with more cases, Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.